Unfortunately, though. Fortunately, no, Nico.
Unfortunately, Nick.
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. This is one of those rare occurrences that has only happened once.
That's how rare. Does that define a rare occurrence?
Yes.
And,
it's only happened
and
once.
It was one of our better ones.
It was.
Yes.
It was one of our better shows.
And yeah. I anticipate this being equally brilliant.
Mm. Yes, yes. This is different, though. We're in a unique place. Where the hell are we, guys?
Where the fuck are we, Adam?
I don't know. We're in the fantasy land of Harwinton, Connecticut, I believe.
We're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. Which you guys seem to like for some reason. What the hell's up with that?
It's kind of nice.
Is it?
I kind of feel like I can get an axe and just chop some wood.
I was doing that the other day in my front yard.
And granted,
I am literally sitting next to a wheelbarrow full of wood.
Well, and here's the thing. It's like, I do that at my house, because, like, we have, like, a wood-burning oven.
Yeah.
You know? So, we chop wood once in a while. I don't really do too much of it, because I don't really live there anymore.
See, I've always said I want to live a mile away from everybody in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's nice.
You want to be, like, a hermit?
Well, no. I want to be... That's a bad comparison. I was going to say I want to be, like, Mark Wahlberg in The Shooter. But that's a terrible comparison.
like Edward Snowden, except not
a fugitive.
Like Julian Assange, maybe.
That would work.
No, I want to live as far up in Maine as I can go.
So Canada.
I want to go to Caribou, Maine.
Ooh.
Okay.
I've been up there. It's fun.
See, I won't go because my ex-girlfriend's family's up there.
That's where my family's from, basically.
Maine?
Yeah.
They're from North Maine, like 9 hours from here.
Hmm.
A lot of my family's up in Maine, yeah.
Interesting.
Like above Canada, technically.
It's weird how I'm the southerner of the group.
Yeah.
Yet I don't seem southern whatsoever.
Where are you from?
Maryland.
What?
That's the south, technically.
A lot of ways it's kinda like the heart of the country, actually. That's where all of the bureaucracy is.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's where the feds are.
It's real shitty. No, it is. We used to go to Washington, D.C. all the time, except I don't really remember it that well.
Oh, man, I have hated D.C. every time I've gone.
I love D.C.
It's like the root of all of my problems.
I like D.C., but I just go for the museums, and then I go back to Maryland.
Yeah.
Maryland's a beautiful state, in fact.
I love Maryland.
Maryland is a beautiful state.
Mm-hmm. I like the where the hell is it? It's the Cove in Baltimore. We're always over there whenever we go. It's pretty well known.
Last time I went to DC, I drove through Baltimore.
Yeah.
At night.
Baltimore can be sketchy at night.
It was actually a little scary.
It's a gorgeous city.
No, in my head, I was like, it won't be that bad. Everybody says it's bad. It won't be that bad. It was bad.
You know what's not bad? Detroit.
Have you been to Detroit?
I've been to Detroit. It's fine.
Okay.
Just gotta, I guess.
It's fine.
Stay in the right areas, right?
I mean, if you stay in Detroit, yeah, don't go past, like, 8 or 9 mile, but, you can go up to 8 mile.
Yes.
And be okay.
Okay.
No, it's gorgeous, though.
Okay. I wouldn't want to go to Flint.
Flint
is apparently bullshit. But
just bring your own water.
I don't want to go to Chicago just because I don't like Chicago.
I like Chicago.
Not even for the hundreds and hundreds of murders, but I just don't like Chicago.
Riley, shut up.
We got a dog in the room.
Yeah, we got to deal with my dogs.
I actually have a friend from Chicago.
That's attacking their own leg.
No, he's biting his dick.
Those of you listening from Chicago.
No, he's attacking his leg.
Oh, God, what is happening?
He's eating his foot.
He's eating his leg like a chicken wing.
Stop it, Riley. Fucker.
Oh, my God.
You motherfucker. I'm yelling at my dog.
No, so those of you who may be listening from Chicago, I want you to know that pizza in Connecticut is way better.
Yes.
And you're wrong.
Well, they don't have pizza. They have casserole.
They have, like, a deep dish cheese pie.
Yes.
It's horrendous.
Is fuck that, the deep dish.
I didn't know that that was a point of contention with us Connecticutians. Is
I actually
is that pizza?
Yeah, yes. I have a friend in Chicago who him and I have Facebook arguments.
Really,
very frequently about pizza.
Yeah. It's amazing what we have that other people don't.
Mm.
Like steamed happiness. Cheeseburgers, nowhere else in Connecticut, and no, really nowhere else in the country.
Really,
other steamed cheeseburgers, but that's like a staple of Connecticut food. Yeah.
Hmm.
Butch beer.
Oh, Butch beer.
There's no Butch
yeah.
beer anywhere else in the country that's except right. us. And
wait,
people,
are you serious? That's.
I was watching a video for some travel agency.
You're joking, right?
No, and they were out in like California, and they were like, "Well, let's try foods from different areas." So they went to like Missouri and Maine, and they got to Connecticut. They had kettle chips.
Wait, that's not outside what? Of Connecticut?
Guess not.
There's no other kettle chips.
I mean,
chips
they like them because it's kettle chips.
Yes.
Kettle chips are fucking delicious.
Unless you're Nico.
Yes. Butch beer, which they all said tasted like some sort of tonic. Which I get.
I like
but
tonic.
But it's delicious.
You like gin, too.
Yes, steamed cheeseburgers, which they enjoyed, but they didn't think it was beef. They thought it was some sort of game because of how it fell apart.
Yeah.
And one of the guys sort of pissed me off because he said, oh, wait, it's a cheeseburger. And he said, and I quote, is it because people in Connecticut think they invented the cheeseburger?
Yeah.
No one in Connecticut thinks we invented the cheeseburger.
We don't actually, people say that. People do say
but
that.
But it's definitely not true. We invented the steamed cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
I feel like Connecticut is not known for really anything. We're just sort of there.
Mm. Well, we're called the Nutmeg State. And do you know why?
For something that we don't even grow.
People in Connecticut yeah. used to sell wood carved in the shape of nutmeg as nutmeg. And what wow. people, so that's what it used to be back in the revolutionary times, I guess you would say, they would shave their nutmeg fresh for their meals. So they
would
we
shave
literally,
it.
Instead of getting it like already powdered and stuff.
Right, so we literally sold them blocks of wood and they put wood shavings in their food.
Wow.
And
so when they would, and nutmeg sellers, vendors, not sellers, vendors, used to wear nutmeg pins to like say, oh, hey, I have nutmeg, come buy some. So they used to be like, oh, those are they're the nutmeggers from Connecticut.
So we're
but they're criminals.
We're
yeah.
we're posers that shaved our nuts and sold the shavings.
Nutmeg's not a nut. It's a root.
Whatever.
Is it a Idiot. Root? I don't even know what it is.
I don't know. I've never had
is
it.
Is it a bulb? What is it?
Is it a bulb?
Well, garlic comes in bulbs.
Sure. Well.
So syrup.
Yeah, no. Well, this
Canada.
Was
the best segue I've ever heard in my life.
This kind of relates to, you know, we're talking about natural things and you know,
natural things.
We're talking about food that's sold. What? I'm confused.
No, that's
it's flawless.
Relates perfectly.
We watched another documentary for our 2-month-long documentary month with a brief hiatus for St. Patrick's Day. Doc Your Socks Off.
I hate Doc Your Socks Off. That's trash.
I should have come up with a fourth name for this week.
Did you say 2 week or three or 2 month or 3 month? Because I keep
month.
Is it? I keep getting confused about whether we're doing 2 or 3 months.
Well, it may be 2 months, but it may carry on to 3 months.
It will also most likely not be 2 months.
I don't know.
We're gonna run through April on this. We're gonna run through May. Documentaries for the rest of our lives.
We will now be the documentary.
We've
podcast.
Just run out of ideas.
No. Yeah, we have.
We have a plethora of ideas.
Yeah, and they're just all documentaries.
No, really, actually, part of the issue is that a lot of the ideas we have left are going to take 5 or 6 hours because there a lot of them are big, like long projects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so we're just trying to sort of fill in time until we can all sit down and do that.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So we got some side by sides we wanted to do. Remember, we got some good stuff coming up.
Yeah.
So today we watched a documentary about the great maple syrup heist of 2012.
That everyone is well aware of.
This is a very famous event.
Yep.
This is probably the height of the thanks Obama years. And
I mean, you're not wrong
I would say
whatsoever.
If we're going to blame somebody, let's start with the president of a country who was not involved.
In the slightest. Yeah. Well, no, but... I mean, our country was involved. We bought syrup, apparently.
Well, they sold it to, like, Germany and Japan, I thought.
Yeah.
Was it America?
No, and us, yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Well, so we helped the problem.
The Axis powers. Japan, Germany, and America.
We helped.
Oh, whoa, okay. Oh.
Wait, did I get that wrong?
Yes. Quite wrong.
History is not my strong suit.
No. You're close.
You know the Axis powers of the War of 1812.
It was the Great War. The war to end all wars. Some would say.
Fought brother versus brother in America. And
is that what they say about every war? It's just the war to end all wars after the next one, and then the next one.
I mean, no, they really only said that about World War One and how wrong they were. I think that's why they don't say it anymore.
think about this though. Crazy things always happen in the 12th year of a century. Right? You have the War of 1812. We have the election of 1912, and this great syrup heist in
maple
in
syrup
2012.
Heist.
Not.
I would say those events are all comparable in scale.
The world was ending, too.
Yeah.
And then, miraculously, it was stopped. Somehow.
By John Cusack. I am so proud of myself right now, you have no idea.
I gotta wonder if we're really hot.
Oh, God.
I don't have a clue, guys. I think this is the same exact problem we had last time we recorded.
Yeah, we were very loud.
It wasn't terrible. It wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to be, I think.
Well, it was also really echoey, because we were in a practically empty room.
Yeah, we were.
We're now in a very, very comfortable basement.
Yes.
We need to do this here more often.
This is a good basement, I think.
Mainly because you have beer.
Yes, I have beer and alcohol. I have good shit back here.
And Blade Runner pistols. Real pistols.
What better thing than real pistols and most notably
and
Blade
Runner. And 3D printed
I
replicas.
I like these steins.
Yeah,
those are fantastic steins.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I got my nice... Here, let's take one down.
Adam, you live in a cozy little house, man. I like this.
Yes, I love my house. There's nothing
to do... Oh, my God, are those... It's a Budweiser stein with all the Clydesdales.
Yes.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, I got a couple. Yeah, there's nothing to do in Arlington.
I feel like you shouldn't drink Budweiser out of a stein, though.
What? No, yeah. Probably right.
Well, I'm sorry. I feel like you should drink Budweiser.
Yes.
No. Budweiser is fine. It's Bud Light where you run into issues.
I think that's all bad.
Budweiser is an acceptable last resort.
I would rather I would rather drink Budweiser than Bud Light. Yes. Fuck Bud Light.
The only light beer I'll really drink is Yuengling Light or High Life Light.
I think any beer that the average person in California will also know what it is, I won't drink.
Respectable.
Okay. I just tend to like the local beers. My favorite is Two Roads.
Us
right
kids
in Connecticut.
Two Roads is very good. Graysale, it's fantastic.
And
then actually, during the summer, I'm going to head over there. It's only like an hour. It's in Warwick, Rhode Island, right over the border. Man. And it's a beautiful tap room with some of the best beer I've ever had.
We can't have these fantastic conversations with Nico in the room, man.
No, we can't.
My God. What a refreshing...
He'll try to steer it to, like, the things we watch.
Yeah, what an idiot.
What a douche.
By the way, we were drinking this Indian Pale Ale IPA called Sip of Sunshine. It's pretty delicious.
It's India Pale Ale. Not Indian Pale Ale. India
I misread Pale Ale. That. Yeah, the ones with the dots on their foreheads. That's right.
Is that the one?
Yes.
Okay.
Not not feathers.
Stop.
Not dots, not feathers, wow. as they say in Good Will Hunting.
See, he's quoting a movie. It's okay.
There we go. I turned it around.
As long as we're quoting a movie, it's fine. That's what we do on this podcast.
Everything we say is okay as long as it's been in a movie.
So if I made a derogatory term about, say, like African Americans, but I turned it around to quote a movie.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
It'd be okay. Okay,
yeah. Adam, you're fired.
Okay, so yes, we watched a documentary.
Why'd you pick this? Why'd you pick this, Zach?
Yes,
I heard about it.
This is
that's it.
I'm like Reddit. Like, where'd you hear about it?
I couldn't tell you.
This would be though. I feel this is
maybe
perfect.
iFunny. I don't. I saw.
This has been a long time coming, though.
It's been. I saw it last year, like in a picture, or whatever. Forgot about it, and it came up right when we were starting our 2 month documentary month, whatever. What is it?
With a brief hiatus for St. Patrick's.
Thank you. Okay. I saw it again, and I'm like, oh, this, we need to watch this, because it sounds hysterical.
Of all the ones that we could have picked, you know, this just seems like the absolute one that would be your choice, too. I don't know why.
Yes, yes,
it just
it
seems
would.
Like the Zach choice to me.
Well, no, the next one is.
Okay.
This is a very close second.
All right.
This was part of a larger series on available on Netflix. You can watch it. I think it was episode 5.
Yeah.
Dirty Money?
Dirty Money is the name of the documentary, not the episode.
Yeah, the documentary, the whole show is called Dirty Money. This one is called The Great Syrup Heist.
The Great Syrup Heist.
Or Maple Syrup Heist, I think.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's a short watch, 55 minutes or so.
Ish, yeah.
It's a good watch, and it's hysterical.
Yes. I have some problems with this, though, actually. I have to play Nico here, but I do have some problems with this.
Of course you do.
I don't think this is a documentary.
It's a drama.
Yes,
yeah, you're right.
It's a drama. It's a drama disguised as a documentary.
Yes.
Just like professional wrestling
is a
drama disguised as something manly.
That is a perfect analogy.
It's a soap opera for men.
Essentially.
Right.
that's wrestling.
No, I mean, if you want to compare professional wrestling to another sport that it's most similar to, it would be ballroom dancing.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
Choreographed and
that and like...
Sure, even though you said sport, but okay.
At least I didn't say cheerleading.
Whoa. Amen.
Whoa.
Hot take.
Calm down there.
Not a sport.
We've had many conversations on sport versus activity.
I've been here for
checkers. At least not a sport.
Not a sport.
Hot take.
What is the one? Nico thinks poker could be a sport, right?
Nico thinks poker is a sport, but just barely, and he's wrong. Poker is not a sport.
No. In fact, it's just barely not a sport.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
It's the correct distance from the line, just on the wrong side of it.
Yes, I agree. It's a fucking game.
Yes.
Golf is a game, as far as I'm concerned.
I say, that's a tougher one.
No, I say golf is a sport.
I think it's 40-60. 60% skill. We can't have this conversation.
Yeah, we can't.
Yeah,
stop it.
Another rabbit hole.
Stop it.
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup. Yeah, no. Like I said, I don't think this is a documentary at all. It's for many reasons, but I don't know. Do we want to start with what actually happens, Nick?
Well, so we're following really two storylines here, right? So there is the Federation of Maple Syrup in Canada, I guess, or something like that.
Most commonly,
it's like the Federation of Maple Syrup Producers or something.
And it's also in French because it's located in Quebec.
Yes.
So I can't even tell you.
And it's only Quebec.
Yes.
Yeah. So I can't tell you the proper acronym because it's French, and I don't do that.
But they simply refer to it as just the Federation,
which is amazing.
Hilarious.
Which is straight out of a sci-fi movie.
It's so schlocky.
It's great. It's phenomenal.
It's hilarious. Like the amount of self-seriousness that this documentary has is mind-boggling.
Like Star Trek calls themselves the Federation.
As I was saying when we were watching this, every single time they said it, I could not help but think of Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
Federation.
It's fantastic.
Fight for the Federation and die horrible deaths. That's essentially Starship Troopers.
So it basically follows the story of this guy who is basically in charge of the Federation.
He's like the regional president or something like that.
Right, and then another woman who has been, like harvesting and producing her own maple syrup for years, and she wants a free market system to make and sell her own maple syrup. And she's saying she can't retire because the Federation basically says that her maple trees and what they make are hers, or theirs, rather. Yeah. And
they have to make a certain amount. And everything,
there's a quota,
and everything over, they take and put it in a reserve.
And so the Federation, they keep these reserves of maple syrup, in order to keep the price consistent. And the Federation argues that this has created an industry of maple syrup which would not have existed otherwise. Which is fair to say is true. Canada's largest export is maple syrup.
I believe so.
Yes.
Or at least one of
them. I believe it is their number one.
I think it was 100. Actually,
I believe the
statistic from the documentary was that it was a $100 billion industry in Quebec alone.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous. So, it's for fucking maple syrup.
So that's just set the stage, though, of how serious this is. And then the sort of... So unfortunately, that's actually kind of the primary plot. The secondary plot is the actual heist.
Mm.
And basically, this one warehouse, which stored approximately... we got different numbers. Initially, it was $18 million worth.
I'm leaning more towards $18 million. Because I think... And we'll go over this, but a news report said it was $30. But I think that's including cost of the barrels and like time and everything like that. I think the pure amount of maple syrup was just over $18 million.
Yeah, so this warehouse was storing $18 million worth of maple syrup, which is the excess syrup that was harvested over the quota, right, for a number of years. And these three guys, one who I think owned the warehouse, one who was a driver and forklift operator, I guess, and the other who was a known... black market maple syrup salesman.
Mm. Yes.
Got together and decided...
There's a maple syrup black market.
Right.
Yeah.
There's an alleyway in the back streets of Quebec where they're selling maple syrup for, like, a nickel.
Do you know what the code is to get it?
No.
Oh, Canada.
Beautiful.
We're going to have to surrender the syrup to the crown. All right.
That was just, I don't know what that was.
I'm not your friend, buddy.
That's an exact quote.
I'm not your buddy.
From friend. When I went to Canada.
No, guy.
I'm
That's
not
guy.
Your friend, guy. I'm not your guy, friend.
When I went to Canada, they made Michaela surrender her. The exact quote from the guy was, you'll have to surrender this pepper spray to the crown.
Yeah.
What? Because, well, no, we brought pepper spray and we forgot to, like, leave it. We just, like, accidentally brought it with us and they're like, you can't bring it in with you.
Did you say surrender to the crown?
They said you have to surrender to the crown. They still swear allegiance to the Queen of England.
Yeah.
Even though she has no authority.
Do they have, what do they have? They have.
Well, that's why the Queen's on their money.
Oh, okay.
You didn't know that?
No, I had no idea how Canada's government works.
Well, they have a prime minister.
Yeah, okay.
I was going to say, they're parliament. They're on a parliament system, but they recognize the queen's rule, which is weird.
So
I think, like, every year or so, the queen has to basically sign a document and, like, officially give power to all the parliaments and stuff.
Yeah.
But technically, if she wanted to, she could be like, I'm in charge again.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't last.
Well, it's also just one of those things that they've been doing for so long that it's just, like... It's just a tradition at this point. Like, it's not really...
Okay. Do they have independence from Britain?
Yes. Well, yes, but if you're a Canadian citizen, actually, you can go to England and a few other countries the same way that, like...
Like, we can go to, like, Jamaica.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting.
Interesting.
You can actually...
They have, like, a territory relationship, but they're not territories.
Yeah, my Canadian friend was telling me, if you're Canadian, you can go be a teacher in England, and it's like, there's no work visas or anything, you're good.
Yeah.
Weird.
Super cool.
Very weird. Oh,
hey, what's up?
They're quiet. Anyway.
Okay, so...
Unlike all of Nico's family.
So yes. Those are the major two plot lines of this documentary here, right? So the heist, and the really what kind of disappointed me was that the heist sort of took a back seat.
Yeah.
This was not about the heist at all.
I mean, like,
barely.
It was a little bit about it, but most of it was just drama for drama's sake, whereas the real story was this sort of political argument between the Federation and these sort of free market Quebecians who want to just make their own syrup.
Yeah.
My biggest problem with it was that all it amounted to was the Federation is bad and we are oppressed as entrepreneurs. That's it.
Yeah.
I felt like there was a lot of forced drama in this. It's like, I kept watching and thinking, like, did we necessarily need, like, a documentary about this?
Yeah, no, the whole thing could have taken 30 minutes.
Yes.
But then they wouldn't have had...
An episode.
But the dinosaurs, guys.
The dinosaurs were
Which
amazing.
Which we'll get to.
We'll leave that for later.
We'll get to the dinosaurs.
The dinosaurs were fucking amazing.
So, we also follow along a reporter. She's a reporter, right? Like, a journalist?
She is, yes.
Yes.
Why?
She's an investigative journalist.
So why is she the one solving this crime instead of the police?
I don't think she is. I think because the crime has already been
solved.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think she's just trying to figure out which people are hiding something. Like, people got charged and she went after that to try to see what, maybe if some people knew some stuff.
Yeah, so we follow around this journalist and she goes around and questions some of the people about their involvement and... she also explains the story of what happened, and the thing about this, they don't really ever offer evidence that these people did it.
No.
They just kind of tell you what happened, and they say these people did it, and here's how it happened. And it's like, I never saw the evidence.
I mean, it's one of those things. Where it was shy of. So the guy owned the building in which they were stolen.
Yes,
and then. They had somebody else's name who's a known, quote, barrel roller, which is cool. He signed off on a forklift rental very close to the warehouse.
For a very specific type of forklift meant to lift these barrels full
of
syrup.
Yes. So I think it was an overwhelming amount of circumstantial evidence as opposed to any direct evidence, which is... Sort of, unfortunately, just as valid in legal systems.
Especially in, you know, tyrannical countries like Canada.
Sure.
Like, it's Canada. Like, they didn't come any closer to me to explaining this heist. This was a very murky description of what the hell even happened. I was very confused through a lot of it.
So, they took the barrels out.
Yes.
Right? They filled identical barrels with water. Brought those back in.
Okay. Painted them the exact same shade of white and put stickers on them, too.
And put the
this
Confederation.
Is very involved.
Yes. And then they took the syrup, put them in a different warehouse, mm-hmm. and then started selling that off to the guy who was exporting it.
Oh, we could get away with that. Yeah. I think we could do that. This is not that complicated.
But it's funny, because we were watching it, and we kept saying, oh, this is, like, really dumb. Like, it's syrup. But it's still $18 million
yeah.
worth of syrup.
Well, the comparison I made when we were watching is that this apparently is closer to what alcohol was for us in the 1920s.
Yeah.
Essentially, and the mafia that came about because of that. Even though, would you consider this mafia?
I mean, they definitely, I don't think they're not organized and sort of pushing people to join.
But no one's killing anybody.
That we know of.
Well, there were three cases of arson against the Federation.
Against the Federation.
Which is interesting.
Probably by the Klingons.
Yes. Absolutely. The
Klingons. It's a joke for like 12 people.
The fucking Klingons.
It's that one guy.
It's the Gorns.
What an Alec Ferengi. So, let's start naming Star Trek villains.
Let's not. So, Star Trek. As far as some of the characters go.
Star Trek is Nick's.
I give up, guys.
It's Nick's single favorite thing.
Oh, I love Star Trek. Nick's I have it Scarlet tattooed Johansson. On my asshole.
on your asshole?
It's the top of the dish on the Enterprise.
Right.
Oh, God. Oh, that must have hurt.
It was all right.
He liked it.
He enjoyed it.
He enjoyed the pain.
So some of the characters in this thing, I guess. The Canadian prosecutor, what did you guys think of him coming out in his full, like, garb?
Well, it's the same thing of, like, English lawyers who, in interviews, wear the wigs.
I've never been in favor of that because they all look stupid.
Well, this is another problem. It's like, he didn't need to wear that. This is what I was talking about with making the documentary a little more dramatic than it needed to be. Like, I mean, he's not always wearing that shit.
Well, no, but it's one of those things where I know, especially in England, so, and because of their relationship, I have to believe that Canada has a good amount of the same laws and everything. But anytime a prosecutor in England is dealing with a case in some fashion, he has to wear the robe. Okay. He has to wear the robes.
Interesting.
Like, it's one of those weird. I mean, the English have weird laws about things, and that's one of them.
Okay. All right.
What in particular, Adam, struck you that was, like, overly dramatic and unnecessary?
You know what I'm talking
Except
about.
The obvious.
What obvious?
Except the dinosaurs. Because we'll all need to talk about that.
You want to just talk about the dinosaurs? I mean...
No, I want to talk about that last.
Okay.
Keep people in suspense.
No, my biggest problem about this documentary is that it's not shot like a documentary. It's shot like a movie. It's overly stylized and dramatic and set up, which kind of takes away the point of documenting, because the point is not to miss a single moment. So you need to spend, like, hours setting up a shot of someone, like, flipping a pancake, which literally happens in this movie. So, and then you have to compliment...
Yeah, there's, like, way too many slow-mos of people pouring syrup.
Yes, and that was the other issue, is that it's literally the director being like, okay, just sit there, eat, and pour that syrup. Yeah. I don't care how you do it. Just do it. It's not
nope,
even...
No, not like that. Take two. Like,
it's not important.
Like, you
got to
imagine
story.
They were pouring it, and they were like, like, nope, we got to go again.
You spend a while doing that. You're not really documenting anything.
Well, I think, especially because this was... It was 2012, so I think it was already pretty well documented in the news. So I think they were able to take the time to overstylize everything.
Sure.
Which was completely unnecessary.
Yes. It was very cinematic.
Yes.
Too cinematic for its own good, in my opinion, but...
And it certainly wasn't like, let's just film people talking about what they saw and, like, film the events as they happen.
Yes.
And part of the issue, I suppose, is that this had already been, you know, the heist was already done, gone, sure. and resolved before this even began filming.
Yeah, it's not like like Making a Murderer, where they were literally filming...
Brilliantly,
yeah. But as he's getting prosecuted and harassed by everyone and things like that, like, it's... Like you said, it happened... The people are in jail.
And also, it wasn't really a reenactment so much.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't... They
In Making a Murderer? Or?
No, in this, I'm saying. They didn't necessarily reenact the heist. I mean, they showed the forklift. They showed loading the truck and
but
stuff.
But they just showed, like, sort of stock footage of this forklift lifting barrels. Like, yeah. It's not... Like, right. I doubt they went to one of the warehouses that has the reserves of maple syrup, which is fantastic. And they were like, okay, here's the thing. Take this forklift and go lift that so we can see how it's done. No, they probably just were like, oh, here's a forklift lifting a barrel that's the same.
No, exactly.
Like,
there's at least like 20 different shots of a forklift lifting a barrel.
Well, it's like most of the video footage is just barrels stacked on top of each other in a warehouse.
Yeah. I think that was about 35% of the documentary. Yeah. Was barrels.
I'm going 40%. At least 40%.
It was just the children that were rolling that was barrel.
For fun. Yes,
definitely 40.
Yes. There's a lot of focus on barrels of maple syrup in this.
Yes. Although we don't know what was in those barrels.
No, we don't, technically.
It could have been lube. Who knows?
Could have been acid.
Okay, whoa.
Lube. Now, I thought about that after.
You can buy 55-gallon drums of lube.
Why?
Jesus.
They sell it.
Where do you keep it? In your garage?
In your lube warehouse. Oh. I don't know.
In your lube house.
Jiffy lube. Sorry.
Whoa.
Don't bang the table, or the bar. Don't bang the bar.
I will never bang the bar. The bar is my friend.
Yes, it is. We like this
bar. You don't bang your friends?
Nope.
No.
Nope. I bang my friends.
Yeah, we know you do, Adam.
Take two. Okay. Cut it. Start That's over. It. Good afternoon. No, okay.
So we said this while we were watching it, but this does nothing good for our perceptions of Canada.
Yes.
Stereotype of the Canadian.
And I believe one guy specifically said about this maple syrup reserve, it's like the Fort Knox of Canada. I think it was an actual quote from this film.
A barrel of syrup was, what, $1,800?
Yes.
For a barrel. But they said in Canada it was, what, three times more valuable than oil?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez.
Was it three or 30?
Holy shit.
No, I thought it was three times.
That's fucking
ridiculous. I find it hard to believe that it's 30 times more precious than oil.
For maple syrup?
Yeah.
What the fuck? But this is what
But again, it's the main... Did you look it up?
No, it's they export 71% of all the world's maple syrup.
So you can see why it would cost a lot of money.
Yes.
Like, it's not oblivious or really stupid when you think about it. It's just weird to think, the stuff you put on your Eggo waffle.
Yes, on face value, you're like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. I wouldn't pour gasoline on my Eggo waffle, if that's what you're saying.
but what we were saying was that, like, every American's perception of Canadian stereotypes are just reaffirmed.
Were you going to say Canada, you guys?
Canadians. Oh, Canada.
Now, part of the issue is, I think, that Canada depending on where you are in Canada, those stereotypes are either more or less true.
In Quebec, they certainly very true.
Yeah. that's what most people think of when they think of stereotypical, like...
They think of hockey, Mounties, which we got a fantastic montage of a Mountie suiting up.
Zach, I want you to describe that for us in a moment.
Okay.
But let's finish this conversation.
And then it's like, it's syrup.
Yes.
And hockey. Did I say hockey?
Yeah, you said hockey, but you can say it again.
Hockey. There we go. That's a stereotype.
Yeah. They doubled down on hockey and maple syrup, apparently.
Yeah. They didn't show any bears, which I was a little disappointed by, nor moose.
They did not show any moose. You were right.
Which was a little disappointing.
Good on you for saying moose and not mooses.
Or meese.
I say meese to fuck with people.
Meese. Oh, God.
Ugh. Misa.
Stop. Stop it right now.
You don't like Jar Jar?
Friday.
Oh, Friday. Everything in French was annoying.
Incendies.
Yeah, see, and I'm okay with it being, with things being in French, but when they're showing headlines, they only did it once in that throughout the entire thing for like 30 seconds, but they're showing headlines in French without the translation into English.
No.
Like, you can sort of, you know, yeah, it's about...
A little bit, but...
It's about maple syrup heist, but, like, there was some stuff that would have been nice to know the English translation of.
I agree. So it was very...
Right?
I don't know if that really affected my,
it didn't affect the viewing of it. It's just one of those things where it's like, why wouldn't they just write, this is it in English?
Yeah. Which they normally would in most documentaries anyway, so...
I think it's because it's Netflix produced. That tells you everything
Netflix is lazy.
They're lazy.
They are lazy, though, so... I don't want to give Netflix too much credit. Yeah.
So, Zach, describe this,
the Mountie montage. So... There was a brief period of time when they were talking about how they were closing in on the people responsible for the heist.
Mm-hmm.
And they're showing sort of clips of, like, a firing range.
Very fast-paced cuts.
Very fast cuts. And in between all of these, it's like that and like fingerprinting, like with the powder and people working in a lab. And in between these quick cuts were equally quick cuts of like the Mountie uniform.
The red,
like
awesome
the epaulettes, and like the buttons, the guy putting his hat on. And then it just cuts to the full Mountie, like, who looks like he's on like the Brooklyn Bridge.
I think you missed the best part, though.
I probably did.
Was the over-the-shoulder shot of a Mountie firing a pistol.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which was incredible.
Yeah. And then it just, boom, no. Mountie.
Probably in front of a green screen.
Probably. And then it cuts to nothing to do with Mounties.
We're going to solve this crime, eh?
Yeah. Like, that entire... And it was quick, too. It was, like, not even 30 seconds.
It's like 15.
I think it was, like, 10 seconds.
It's, like, yeah. maybe 10 seconds.
It was
seconds.
Totally uncalled yeah. for. And it's one of the only things I remember about the entire fucking thing.
Did it really go... Because I you might be right. It didn't lead to anything.
It didn't really lead to anything.
Other than the fact that the guy said something about the police are onto me. And that's about it.
Yeah. It was dumb.
This is... Mounties are easily, I mean, we can all agree, the most absurd law enforcement in the world. Right.
Apparently they're really effective, though.
Really?
Is it because they're red and, like, nobody wears...
I don't know.
They're red. They can't see us? What?
I think it's because when you see one, you immediately stop your crime because you're laughing so hard.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Guys, drop the guns. Drop the guns. It's not safe to hold them when
they're
laughing. Oh,
he's on a horse. Son of a bitch. Woo!
Is that their idea of camouflage, the Canadians?
The red.
The red, yeah.
If well, you stand you... out, they can't see you.
Yes. No, it's like that Family Guy thing.
With
when
the
he's
clown.
In when he's in Nam, but he's dressed as a clown because quote they're going to be looking for army guys.
You know what? I can't argue with that.
I mean, clearly he survived. He beat Nam. That's all I can say. He didn't die in Nam.
Have you guys been to Canada before?
No.
No, I haven't.
I
want
to,
though. Yeah.
So I spent this summer, this past summer, 2017. What year is it?
2017.
And I went to Canada.
It's 2026. You've been asleep for...
Oh, no.
2049.
It's 2049.
2049, yeah.
And the movie still sucks, Adam.
Fuck you.
How dare you?
Watch the movie, you asshole.
It is fantastic. We now have casinos with erotic statues and holograms of Frank Sinatra.
That's fair.
We have We have at least one of those.
Yeah.
Around.
Vegas. I've been to Vegas. They have it.
By the way, that hotel, that's my heaven.
I love that hotel.
If that hotel was real and I died, I would want heaven to be that and myself alone in it with a dog.
You know where they shot that?
What are you going to do with that dog, you freak?
Nah, just hanging with the dog. I'll drink my Johnny Walker Black, which is my favorite drink. Listen to my Frank Sinatra, one of my favorite genres of music.
I think it's in my car, by the way.
What, my Johnny?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you actually go out and buy it?
I bought it for like 2 months ago.
You just never gave it to me?
Yeah, it's just in my car.
You dick.
I got to find it.
I also have like an entire shelf of Johnny Walker Black in my garage.
You fuck. Stop drinking, Zach. You got
we
a problem.
We owned a liquor store, bitch.
Next week, why don't you bring... I'll give it to you before we leave today. And next week, why don't you bring the little shot
I'll
glass I gave
glass.
You
okay.
And write on the podcast.
Okay.
Ooh.
Hiya. What's up?
Yeah.
I'm just screwing up the continuity.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all, bitches.
Yeah, we just paused it. We just paused it. We're back. So, yeah, Zach, next week you'll take that shot?
Yeah, next week I'll do the shot.
That'll be our Christmas rollover.
We'll start
probably
at
4 months late.
You know, hey.
3 months late. I'm sorry. Can't do math.
Is it March? I don't know what month it is. I don't
it's March.
I don't even know what year
is
it
March?
Is.
Yeah, it is March. I was...
So I keep playing with
the snow
chair.
On the ground and yeah. Daylight savings. I'm all messed up. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, the sun's out.
Think about it. I was supposed to start working on my truck this weekend, and I couldn't.
That shitty truck in the...
Hey, don't talk shit about my shitty truck.
Don't
talk shit about Joanne.
It's currently a shitty truck. I'm not saying you're not going to make it into an awesome thing, whatever, but currently it is a shitty truck.
It is a shitty truck right
you know
now.
That.
I will admit that.
So I think I was telling you guys about when I went to Canada, though.
Okay. Yes.
I went to Canada, and I went
they
to...
They have milk in bags.
They do, actually.
What?
Bagged milk, not cartoned.
What are you talking about?
It's instead of a carton.
It's
milk,
in like a. It's in like a double insulated, vacuum sealed bag.
Like wine.
Yes, but doesn't come in a box. It's literally just a bag.
That's really weird.
It's very weird.
That's like the it's like cutting off the udders of a, or not an udder.
Just removing the milk sack from the cow.
Sack.
And just put it on your table. And then you wait for it to turn into cheese.
That's all I could think of. A sack of milk.
That's disgusting.
I mean, they also sell carton milk. It's not, like, that weird. Like,
well, yeah, but, I mean, it's...
That's the thing about Canada. It's, like, all these stereotypes. It's like, okay, but they're also normal. Like,
sure. Fucking Canadians.
But I can tell you that when I went to Canada, I unfortunately did not see a single moose nor Mountie, which is upsetting.
Sad.
But I was walking through New Brunswick. I was in St. John, a small city in New Brunswick, and, like, 8 or 9 police officers just walked out and started walking behind me, and it was the first time in my life that I felt safe. when there were police around me. Okay. The first time I felt safe.
As is tradition. As a tradition in the great state of Canada.
Well, you ever notice that? Like, when there's a cop following you in the U.S. here, you're always like, shit, what did I do wrong?
Well, because you're always in a car, probably speeding, because it's America.
You could be driving under the speed limit and be like, he's going to pull me over.
I mean, under the speed limit, well, it's also illegal.
Well, that's the problem with the only, like, big issue I have with the cops is that they need to meet the quota.
Don't they? Which they claim doesn't exist. But I'm a conspiracy theorist.
But I mean, why else are arrest and parking tickets higher at the end of the month?
Yeah.
Like, more frequent at the end of a month.
Yeah. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Could be their periods. Menstrual cycle.
Just the collective police department period.
Could be.
Makes sense.
Maybe every police department's accounting lady gets together monthly for, like, a sort of conference. And due to that conference, their menstrual cycles... sort of
a line,
and it happens to be at the end of the month. So all of the payroll ladies are screaming at you at the end of the month, puts the cops in a bad mood, and they give you a ticket. Just a thought.
That is crazier than they have a quota.
Just a little bit. It's, you know, I mean, it's not that crazy. It's not that crazy.
Have you ever dealt with a really angry payroll lady? Because... that'll
at the DMV or something.
No, because I've dealt with an angry payroll lady.
Nick, you vastly underestimate my work experience. My payroll lady has been my father. Pretty much it.
Wait, underestimate or overestimate?
I did say under. I meant overestimate.
Oh, okay. That's a very different meaning.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Well.
All right. So, yeah. So, Canada, no Mounties. It's a lie.
Well,
no, probably not.
No, single Mountie.
I didn't spend any time in Quebec, though. So, is that just a Quebec thing, or is that...
What, Mounties?
Mounties?
Yeah.
No,
it's like the mounted police. Like, that's their...
So, are they the, like... I mean, what... The average police officer there looked like a normal police officer in America.
Yeah, it's the same thing where it's like...
Are they like a state trooper?
Yeah, it's like they're sort of state trooper-esque type person. Or the EPA... officials who like can arrest you if you're breaking a law in the woods.
Okay,
like it's sort of.
So are they mostly environmental then?
I was gonna say I feel like most Americans would go up to them and assume like they're park rangers or something.
Yeah,
is that kind of what they are?
Sort of, but they have like.
So it's an.
It's like park ranger meets state trooper.
Okay, so if you mix those together, you get Mountie.
Yeah,
you get judged
pretty much.
And is it true that they get paid in syrup? Is that?
Yes, it is true.
I read about this.
And milk sacks.
Yeah. Milk sacks.
No, it's 100% true.
What a fascinating world. The
Canada.
The candy land of
Canada.
The candy land of Canada.
The sweet, sweet imagination of the Canadians.
I cannot not think of South Park whenever I think of Canada. And just how wonderfully presented they are. In that show,
I was surprised that they didn't have giant flat mouths.
Honestly, their heads didn't come off when they talked.
And square wheels.
Yeah, I really. Yeah. Zach, do you have anything else you want to get into, Adam? Either of you guys?
I mean, only the big thing.
You want to get into the dinosaurs?
Do we want to talk about the dinosaurs?
That's really the last.
Oh, we're out of time. Well, this has been Wise's thing, and.
We got 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Everyone has just killed themselves. Who were listening?
Well, good. That,
people were really looking
back
forward to
square one. That's where I like it.
No, it's like the Jimmy Kimmel Matt Damon bit.
Yeah,
we just never actually have Matt Damon on. Parentheses dinosaurs.
That's true.
Let's talk about the dinosaurs.
We'll talk about
that. I feel like that's Lord Steve. Lord Steve is the one that's always
Lord Steve. The Lord Steve.
The Lord.
Your friend and mine.
My friend and yours.
Yes.
The Lord Steve.
Are we talking about the same Lord Steve?
Lord Steve.
By the way, I hate the fact that I've been involved with the Lord Steve shtick. You fucking Plainville assholes.
I don't. You know.
He had a sex slave.
The sex slave.
The sex thing of Lord Steve.
I don't think that's how it goes. I don't know the bit past where we are.
It's the same shit, but it's like, so like you'd be like, did you know you have a sex thing? Lord Steve? Yeah, Lord Steve. The Lord Steve. it just keeps going like that.
God,
he got into a car accident. Really? Lord Steve? Yeah, the Lord Steve.
I hate that bit so much.
I love Lord Steve.
I hope Nico knows how much I hate that bit.
How long has that been going on?
I was in middle school.
Yeah,
middle school.
Jesus Christ.
Middle school is when we found it. Not found it.
No,
but Nico.
I know who created it.
Who was it?
It was, I believe, I don't want to throw names out there, but I'm going to throw a name out there. I believe his name was Mike Valeri. He lived across the street from Nico. He was about 2 or 3 grades above us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And they shared a school bus.
The Lord Steve.
That's where it began. So that's actually a Plainville, born and raised, horrible, stupid joke that awesome. Sucks and isn't funny.
I did the Plainville thing.
Oh, no.
I went to J. Timothy's.
Oh, God.
And I had to tell people that George Washington stayed there.
Oh, you're such a...
It's the Plainville thing!
Nobody
you
cares.
You are contractually obligated to say it when you go to J. Tim's
nobody
someone
cares.
Not from Plainville.
Nobody cares.
I was going to say,
you have to.
I hope the people you were saying this to were out of
yes.
Plainville. Okay.
No, you can't say the Plainville people. They won't be fake impressed.
True.
Nobody cares.
I know, that's why I said fake impressed.
I always forget. When I first went there and someone said that, I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever.
That's yeah, nice. It's like it's that, and we have the largest hot air balloon festival.
Nah, if it was like, if it,
that's right.
We one of them. We
it's no, very, no, it's the largest.
Is it?
Yes.
How stupid!
It's sad, and it's not even that big.
No, it's pretty small.
It's like 5 balloons.
Have you ever been in a hot air balloon? Because I've never done it.
If only we had like a small influx of people from the south come in that week and set up like deep fried food stations, then I would go.
Well, the Plainville Fire Department does it. They deep fried everything. There was a year when
there's
it was
no
raining, so they couldn't launch anything.
Yeah.
So if you brought them something, they would deep fry it for you.
Interesting.
For like $2.
Any deep fried food is pretty amazing.
It's pretty good. You can deep fry a boot, and I'd eat it.
Werner Herzog deep fry his shoe. He didn't deep fry. Well, he boiled his shoe.
That's
and
not
for safety.
Yeah. For safety. Boiled for safety.
Okay. So at sort of one of the pinnacle moments of the documentary, when they actually start explaining how this heist went down, when these three men who were primarily in charge of the heist got together, planned it, and executed it.
Yes.
It was at – I don't even remember what the place was. Was it a restaurant?
I thought
or
it was
a
roadside attraction.
It was just a service
station. It's probably like Carhenge out in Nevada. Like, it's just something on the side of the road. That
and it happened to have like 4 or 5 dinosaurs, giant dinosaur statues outside.
Yes.
And they sort of assigned – my phone is going crazy.
I was going to say, is that your phone?
Holy
cow. That's a very, like, epic ringtone.
No, that was all emails, each individual sound.
Oh, really?
All at the same time?
I think my phone probably just connected to internet.
Probably.
So each of these dinosaurs was sort of assigned to one of these heisters.
Yeah.
For no reason.
In a pretty interesting way.
So as they introduced the three names of the three people, they cut to a different dinosaur.
Yes.
And then that was daytime. Later, whoever was filming returned.
Either they went back or they stayed because they didn't get the shot yet.
And they waited
for
nighttime.
I like to believe it's the second part.
Yes.
And it wasn't just photographs. That's the thing. Initially, I was thinking, oh, it's just photographs. Like, that doesn't take that long. You just take a bunch of photographs from different angles and you intersplice them. No, these were video.
Yes.
And they returned at night. They filmed these dinosaurs, and they would, like, move the pan the camera up to a different dinosaur, or, like, pan left to a different... And
all according to who was talking in the
voiceover. Yeah, who was sending a text.
Yes.
And they showed a text message conversation between the three as the heist was going down, like, oh, the police saw our truck.
And it'd be one dinosaur.
And it'd be like, and the next dinosaur would say, please calm down.
Yes.
Like, as if we're expected to remember which
dinosaur. And then I am calm back to the first dinosaur.
Like... I didn't remember which dinosaur was who.
No.
What?
And then they cut to the T-Rex, which I believe was the police. And
yes.
Is that when they cut to the Mounties?
No, the Mounties was well before.
Okay.
It's metaphorical, guys. It's very smart and clever.
Explain it, then.
Police are tyrannical, hence the T-Rex.
Nope, can't give that to you.
You know, it's Tyrannosaurus, not tyrannical.
Not tyrannicalsaurus.
Yeah, but it's tyrant lizard. That's where where it comes from.
Does that mean God lizard? No, that's Godzilla.
Gojira. No. What does Gojira mean?
No,
you're
that's
Japanese.
Mothra.
Yeah. What?
Did you say I'm Japanese?
Yeah, you're Japanese.
Yeah, you're Japanese.
What's the...
I'm Italian and French.
Yeah, that's what he said. Japanese.
Yeah, you're Japanese. Right? Gojira is, what is it, gorilla whale?
Gorilla whale.
I think it means dried blood of the vagina. I think it's the official definition.
Gourd bird.
Japan has some weird metaphors, though. It really, you wouldn't be able to understand the context.
I feel like there's a lot of sexual tension in Japan that at least I'm unaware of.
What are you talking about?
You probably could have just ended that sentence. There's a lot of sexual tension in Japan.
What do you mean? What's wrong with the cuddle hotels?
That's weird.
Cuddle.
Although you can't hire professional cuddlers.
What's weird about buying used panties out of a vending machine, Zach?
What?
I don't know, Nick.
Can you do that? No, I couldn't find one.
Wait, you can do that in Japan? Like,
yeah. What? Yeah, but all that weird shit that you hear about from Japan is all in Tokyo, where I did not go.
Yeah.
I don't hang out. I hated Tokyo.
What the fuck? I would love to go to Tokyo, only because it's essentially the modern-day equivalent of these two...
of the two Blade Runner pistols?
Yes. It's the modern-day equivalent of the Blade Runner.
Everything. Even though they don't have guns?
No. Well, they don't... Well, we could get into that.
What about the Yakuza, Nick? Yeah.
They don't have pinkies, Zach.
What?
No, when you do something that like disrespects the Yakuza, they cut off a digit of your pinky.
The only reason I kind of know that is because of the third Predator movie.
What?
Because there's a scene where a Yakuza...
This is where Adam learns about his culture.
From Predator. The Predator series. No.
Not movies, just...
This is how I calmed the Middle East relations, was by watching Predator 4.
I covered myself in mud.
Predator 4 is not out yet. It's coming out later this year,
actually. I covered myself in mud to disguise myself.
Oh, God.
And I just walked in.
Mud is my blackface.
Mud is
my... God.
You're fired.
I love Predator.
I don't know. Do you guys have anything else you want to dig into on this? Or
I thought the dinosaurs were incredibly stupid.
Yes.
That's all. I mean, really,
the only other thing I can say about this is we have been like laughing hysterically, but the idea of the Canada keeping a commodity that's the. We still don't even know, but I'm going to keep saying it. Their number one export.
Yeah.
Like, safe somewhere, and somebody stealing it really isn't that far-fetched.
Right.
It's the way it's presented to us in this documentary that makes it seem ludicrous and hysterical.
It's like espionage shit, but I guess that's why it's ridiculous, because it's, like, I keep reiterating, but it's, you wouldn't think that maple syrup would be taken so seriously.
I mean, technically, if you have enough of anything and you can sell it, you would be a millionaire. Right?
Sure.
Well, yeah, and it's also, like, one of those things where it's, like, Colombia and coffee beans. Like, that's not sort of ludicrous to us, but if somebody stole $18 million worth of cocoa beans...
That's actually a great analogy.
But truthfully, I think it would have been easier to steal $18 million of dollars.
Yeah.
Because those barrels are... You have to get a forklift...
heavy.
And
yes.
Load all of it on barrels. It's ridiculous.
It was, what, over nine... I think it was, like, 9,300? Over 93... I'm gonna do this math. 18 million.
9,300... Wait, how many barrels did they steal?
18 million.
18 million barrels.
No, but did it have been 9,300? Was that $200 a barrel?
That's a lot of maple syrup.
So if you divide it, like, straight out, and they say it was around 1,800, and they say it's around 18,000, but if you do 1,800...
Or was it $18 million worth?
What did I say? Do I keep saying... 1,800 is how much a barrel is worth.
Yes. Oh, right.
And it was They said 18 million total. So that's 10,000 barrels of maple syrup.
What the fuck?
Ugh. Yeah.
These people have a lot of time on their hands.
And a lot of space.
Yes.
Well, they did rent out a warehouse.
Yeah. I think the guy owned a warehouse.
So. Well, no, he owned the warehouse that the Federation was using to store the excess.
So he rented out someone else's
warehouse?
And
then somebody else, one of the other guys, rented a warehouse, and then they brought the barrels to there, replaced them with the water-filled ones, brought them back.
Wouldn't it have been easier to just sell the barrels out of his own warehouse and then replace them with water?
Yes. Hmm. It would have been. You're right.
These guys are stupid.
And then one day he can just report it. Oh, it got stolen. It wasn't me.
This is the most ridiculous heist I've ever heard of in my life.
It's like Ocean's 11, but
more like syrup.
If Ocean's 11 did syrup, I would watch that movie 10,000 times.
I hope that's what they do for this upcoming Ocean's 8
Ocean's
film.
Ocean's 8?
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, it's another topic for another day.
Heist movies are the worst, aren't they?
I like a good heist movie.
The Sting is awesome.
Sting is good. I mean, Ocean's 11 is a great movie.
Both Ocean's. Both of them. 11s. But I also, I don't like 12, but 3.
Can you explain to me why Fast and Furious has become a heist franchise?
No, I can't. I cannot explain to you.
If Nico was here, yeah, he probably could, but I can't do it.
Anyhow, I think that's it. We're going to do a nice short one today. Call it early. And
what are we at?
57.
No, that's not bad. That's not really short.
It's kind of average for us, honestly.
No, that's it's a pretty good one. Yeah. And lately, I think we've been going over, so we're going to give you guys a break this week. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. Make sure you message Nico that he's a piece of shit and that we hate him. Yes. And we'll see you next time. You've been very naughty.
Mono. I was kind of hoping you wouldn't say it.
Mono.
What?
The naughty.